Tell you what, Macman had some beers in college to this song. Was it Albany State, Jody?
Yes.
Look at that. I still remember from our days when, you know, I was producing your show in 1983, Albany State, right?
And the name of Albany State?
The Macmans.
No, the team.
Oh. Well,
Albany State what? Like Penn State Nittany Lions. Albany State.
Albany State Bears.
Close. It's an animal, but not a bear.
Anyone got a guess?
Tigers.
Mountain Lions.
0-2, 0-3.
Mountain Lions.
Cougars.
Otters. The Great Danes of Albany State.
Wow.
Oh, actually, yeah, from the tournament. That does sound familiar.
I do remember that as well. All right, 215-592.
Oh, by the way, yes, the old coach of Vermont, who I couldn't stand, because he used to call Albany State the, the Scooby-Doos.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Scooby-Doo was supposedly a Great Dane. Shut up. Don't you be calling my. What's that?
I think he was a Great Dane.
I don't care. The name is Great Dane.
Definitely a Great Dane.
Yeah. Okay.
Wow. Okay. People are getting testy on.
I mean, just a fact.
Holy mackerel. All right, I'll give you another fact. We normally do drop of the week only near the end of the show on Fridays. And by the way, we're from Borgata today, and hello, and hope you're having a good start to the day and Memorial Day weekend. Beautiful thing. Got the Phils in first place. They're a half a game behind the freaking Tigers with the best record in the whole world. Come on, man. It's great. But also, while we normally do drop the week only at the end of the show, we're doing an early one this week. Because, Seltzer, you're saying there's a lot this week, right?
Yeah, we had like a week and a half extra, a couple weeks, because we didn't do it last week. Yeah. So, yeah, a little extra.
So we're going to break drop of the week into two parts. We'll do a portion here now, and then we'll do a portion at the regular time around 9:10. Let's crank it up with the early portion of the drop of the week.
Hallelula.
It's the drop.
Shishesky. Shishesky
of the week.
Did it fall?
I think most people listening probably know how this goes, but if you don't, here's how. We play some audio that happened on our show in normally the last week, sometimes 2 weeks, and we're listening for the poignant, the funny, the ridiculous, whatever it may be. And by the end of the show, we determine which is the best piece of audio. Then they're in the running for drop of the year. Which, by the way, Macman won 2 years ago. We're going to have to play that audio later, James. Right, around 8 o'clock or so, Macman went and drop of the year.
Yeah,
I'll have
to pull that up.
All right, so we'll get to that maybe in about an hour. But Seltzer drop of the week this week, what are we looking at?
All right, let's dive in. Joe, you've been doing this kind of weird thing lately where people will be talking sports and you'll drop one of these.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Like, very inappropriate. Guess what? You did it again.
Like we're saying, the starting pitching, for one, is... I mean, I feel like the best it's been since 2011. But also...
Oh, yeah.
It's not as good as the first one.
No, it's not. It's not.
And the first one's historic.
And oh, really good. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like when I used to, when I was a kid, I'd watch Chris Evert play tennis.
You're right.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of us being children...
Jody knows what I'm talking
about. Yeah, Jody does, for sure. Yeah, not Jim Everett, Chris Everett.
All right,
speaking of us being children, a life advice question last week was asked to you, Joe, about how you give... the birds and the bees talk. Obviously, not a particularly great answer from you, but then John Ritchie decided to jump in and help out, talking to his son about it, and this is what happened.
Not only extremely uncomfortable, it just had no idea what I was even talking about.
Yeah, I get it.
I pulled out, and I waited until the next year. Mm. So it may... You gotta be sure.
It's the right time.
And then it's just got to be blatant and brutally honest. That's the best way.
He knew.
You know what you said, right? I just want to make sure you know. No, what was it? What I said?
It's unbelievable.
We're such children. I love all of us just cackling underneath as he's talking. We can't contain it.
Yeah.
Great stuff right there.
Yeah. I kind of thought he knew at a certain point, but he denied it.
I don't know if he did.
Unbelievable.
That's great. Yeah. That line, of course, as we continue to talk the birds and the bees, led to Rhea to, you know, go for it.
So look, I did my best. It wasn't a very good effort by me. I've never even thought of that question.
I think it all worked out.
Obviously, as a non-parent, you know, you like to think you have...
I think what the bottom line is, when in doubt, pull out.
Yeah, that's... That's another one.
I didn't expect that.
No, that was quite a line as well.
That was a great
All
line.
Right, we got some strong contenders so far.
All right, let's keep it rolling. Macman, this might shock you. It might not. You've known Joe for a long time. But Joe had never heard of a pomegranate. So Ava Graham decided to bring in three fruits... and show them to Joe. And this is a little edited together of how it played out.
So I don't know what any of them are. Now I have some guesses. Let me be honest. I have some guesses. I think this one, I'm going to hold this up for YouTube over here. I think this one might be a radish.
Okay, good.
Is that what it's called? A radish?
Yeah, good.
R-A-D-I.
I like that.
Can I keep the radish?
That's the radish. You can keep the radish.
That's the radish.
Because the seeds inside a pomegranate are delicious. And that, my friend, the large radish, the pomegranate.
I love that the one you're like, it's definitely not.
I can't believe I got a pomegranate out of this.
David.
I love to.
When did this happen? I'm so sad I missed this.
Last week. Yeah, it was great.
I feel no shame either. That doesn't bother me at all.
He takes the pomegranate, holds it up, and he's like, well, this one is definitely not a pomegranate. I think it's a radish. And the funniest part of that is he decides to spell radish. He's like,
multiple
it's a radish.
R-A-D-I-S-H. I kept spelling radish. I don't know why. I just kept spelling it. Like probably three times.
Oh, how did you not know what a pomegranate?
I don't know what any of it is.
Clearly, what like radish
what
was either.
I have so many questions.
I got the
now.
Apple
and
banana.
There was a mango in there. He didn't know what that was.
I don't know those things.
It's
really great.
Yeah, I don't know what a pomegranate looks like either.
Thank you, Jody.
I've never had one. But I'll tell you one thing. I know what a radish looks like. That I could have been able to tell you if a radish was in the mix. But I'd be with you on pomegranate. I didn't know.
Have you ever eaten a pomegranate or a mango?
Of course not.
Well, you're missing out because they're two of the best fruits.
They're delightful. Delightful.
I love how excited Richie is in the background of that.
I know. We're talking about a pomegranate. That was the other part. All right, let's keep it rolling. Speaking of Richie... Ben Davis in studio, Joe. We would not have known this. I appreciate you pointing this out. Some of the weird things that happened during the break, including you heard this question asked by Ben Davis to John Ritchie.
In the commercial break, Ben Davis looked at John Ritchie and said, do you want to buy a cow with me?
Where the hell did that come from?
They're weird people, both of them.
If you've ever talked to Ben Davis for more than like 5 minutes, you'll learn that he loves farming.
Ben Davis, when he is in, because I can see his computer when he's on.
He watches tractor videos.
Yeah. Or like other farming videos. Yeah. And he's like talking about baseball in the air while this like farming video is going on. It's hilarious.
That's great.
All right, let's keep it rolling. Mark Racky was on. And, a lot of great stuff to say. I appreciate this little piece of audio because he gives us, Joe, a double organization.
Mr. Helferty, they're trying to do the right things here and get this organization back on track when I think they're doing a terrific job. And by hiring Talk, I think just, you know, solidifies a lot of things for the organization, and it's really exciting.
So good, right? It's so good.
It is such a Flyers thing.
Totally.
The organization.
I love it.
Yeah,
All right. So good.
Good work.
From the funny to the poignant, just a little taste of it. I probably could have played the entire hour that Brian Dawkins was with us as Drop of the Week, and it would have been awesome. But here's a little taste. Tom from Alabama called up and told him about some of the struggles he had. This is just a little piece of Dawkins reacting to that.
But if I can be a better me and that helps people like this that individual who just called, what is his name?
Tom.
Tom, thank you again for the call to fight. With a passion, with a fervor, whatever comes my way, I don't care how bad it feels and how bad I don't want to do it, I'm going to continue to fight. If I can help people do that and then they, you know, are here for their loved ones a little, you know, longer, then I'm going to continue to do it.
Yeah, that's great, man.
So powerful. Like, the whole hour just felt
it
like...
It was great.
Yeah, it was special. All right, more pieces of audio. Joe, you know, I hate to do it to you, but... You lost in Beat the Hammer. And we could go through all the complaining, but we don't have to because we could just play you losing and you complaining immediately.
So it would be, in the Eastern Conference Final, I mean, they beat him in 82. In the Conference Final, it's one. Yeah, that's garbage. That's a garbage question. Yeah, James, I might object to that question. Read that question. First off, how many did he get right?
He got three right. He beat
you
three.
No, read the question. Read the question.
In the 1980s. They beat them in 1980.
Read the question.
You're so intense and so funny.
The immediate reaction, that's a garbage question.
I know.
Well, I was really tripped
up. Let me just tell
you,
I really buttoned up my questions this week. Yeah. I spent extra time locking them down, Joe. Yeah. All right, one more. If you lose, we play it. This... Another thing I could have probably taken the whole debate and just put it in, because it pretty much all sounds like this, but here's a little taste of Rhea and ESP.
Oh, let me just say, this is going to win.
I think it's going to win, yeah.
Yeah, this is going to win.
I mean, I might. They might not be friends after this.
This went on, just so people know, this went on, Rhea and Elliot in the debate. This, what you're about to hear, level of back and forth, went on for 5 to 7 straight minutes.
Yeah, so
this was Hagler Hearns, but this was two rounds in a row. I had
like 5 different cuts this morning that I could have chosen from. Yep. You're exactly right. Here's a little taste of the ESP debate.
Your team wins. Again, the Devils win.
Again,
the Sixers
you
win.
Think bringing so up Washington say, is a positive.
It is a
makes
positive.
Makes him a good
it,
Sixers
because
owner.
It shows
we're talking
it, no, no,
about
no.
as a Sixers
yes.
owner.
And as a Sixers owner, you're ignoring
oh my
the
God.
On the, you're,
so because you're Washington is good, it makes him a better owner? You're an idiot.
No, if you
you
want to ignore,
a flat
if,
out
if
moron.
You want to ignore
if you
the
think
on-the-court
a single
product,
Sixers fan
that.
Is going, gosh, Washington's good.
Oh, you are an idiot.
Like, and that was nothing compared
dude,
to what
the venom with what she said of your yeah. I'll have another piece for the second job of the week, so we get a little different pieces yeah. if you want tatted in. But
that
yeah,
was wild. Well, that
they
to
were
me
going
that advanced
at it.
I mean that's got drop of the year. I mean it was unbelievable. It was unbelievable. That advances, right?
I mean, the pomegranate is pretty good, but...
Yeah, and I think the pulled-out stuff's pretty funny, but I agree.
They're
I think
good,
this wins.
Yeah,
now the Rhea and Elliot thing, it was a historic argument.